Chapter 4. ATCON and Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements. Chapter 4 discusses the two functions of the Theater Army in its role of ASCC. The chapter begins with a discussion of its function, fulfilling service requirements of Title 10 and ATCON of Army Forces. The chapter continues and concludes with a discussion of the second function of the Theater Army, the CCDOR. Army Service Component Command Role Overview. The Theater Army is the ASCC to a GCC. This is a role it cannot divest. As an ASCC, the Theater Army performs certain functions that can be found in Title 10, DODD 5101.1, and the Combatant Commander's Requirements. The seven functions performed as the ASCC are Exercise C2 over Army Forces in the Theater. Refer to Chapter 3. Provide ATCON of Army Forces. Refer to Chapter 4. Execute CCDOR. Refer to Chapter 4. Set and maintain the theater. Refer to Chapter 5. Set and support operational areas. Refer to Chapter 6. Plan and coordinate for consolidation of gains in support of joint operations. Refer to Chapter 7. Perform joint roles in limited scope, scale, and duration. Refer to Chapter 8. Note: when directed by the GCC to perform operational C2 of Army or Joint Forces, the Theater Army retains its primary role as ASCC to the GCC and remains responsible for all the service and AOR support functions of that role. Provide Title 10 United States Code Administrative Control of Army Forces. Providing Title 10 ATCON of Army Forces is a service responsibility. The combatant commander exercises combatant command authority over all Army forces assigned or attached to the command. Per Title 10, DOD civilians and Army forces under combatant command authority of a GCC are attached to the Theater Army for the purpose of organizing, training, and equipping. The Theater Army retains administrative responsibility of these forces, and therefore it is responsible for Title 10 functions until the functions are formally transferred or delegated. Title 10 USC, Section 7013, formally 3013, DODD 5100.01, and AR-10-87 include 12 responsibilities, 10 of which the Theater Army performs: organizing, supplying, equipping, training, servicing, mobilizing, demobilizing, administering, includes Uniform Code of Military Justice, all administrative or personnel requirements, morale, and welfare of personnel; outfitting and repairing military equipment, CATP 4-94. The construction, maintenance, and repair of buildings, structures, and utilities, and the acquisition of real property and interests in real property necessary to carry out the responsibilities specified in this section. The Theater Army commander is responsible to the SEC Army for execution of assigned responsibilities contained in Title 10, USC 7013 Bravo, formerly 3013 Bravo. One of these responsibilities is the exercise of ATCON authority and responsibility on behalf of the SEC Army, and in this regard, the Theater Army is primarily responsible for the administration and support of Army forces assigned or attached to the GCC. By performing these service responsibilities for the GCC, the Theater Army ensures that Army forces deployed within an AOR are adequately trained, equipped, and sustained. The Theater Army conducts the RSOI of Army Expeditionary Forces into the AOR for crisis response or other military operations. These administrative responsibilities begin with the Service Secretary and trace through the Service Chief, Chief of Staff for Army, to the Senior Service Area Commander, usually the ASCC or the R4 to a JFC, in an established JOA. ATCON extends from the Senior Service Area Commander through successive subordinate commands down each individual member of that service. The myriad responsibilities and tasks included under ADCON are defined by Army regulations rather than doctrine, because the ARs assign execution and oversight authorities and are legally binding. The authorities for execution of those tasks reside with the senior area commanders of each service. Exercise command and control over Army forces in theater. The theater army is the ASCC and has the responsibility to control attached and assigned Army forces within the AOR through ADCON and OPCON or TACON. As the Army component of a combatant command, the theater army is the R4 for the theater. And once delegated to a subordinate Army formation, the Army component of the subordinate joint force is an R4 for the JOA. Army doctrine distinguishes between the Army component of a combatant command and that of a joint force formed by the combatant commander. The R4 is senior Army headquarters in a joint force, by definition. The theater army initially maintains control of all Army units assigned to an AOR until control is passed to the senior Army force, or R4, in a subordinate JOA. As part of the controlling of Army forces, the R4 maintains ADCON of Army forces and addresses service responsibilities, such as coordinating ASOS. See ADP40 and FM40 for more information on ASOS. Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements. In addition to the statutory responsibilities of Title 10, the ASCC, like the other service components, may be directly tasked by the combatant commander to perform a myriad of responsibilities based on the specific requirements of the AOR. The role of the theater army is that of the ASCC assigned to a GCC. The ASCC's responsibility is to establish and maintain relationships with ForceCom and appropriate ASCCs, direct reporting units, known as DRUs, or commands, for mobilization and deployment requirements, as well as for training of forces projected to support requirements from its GCC. The ASCC role is defined mainly under Title 10, stated broadly in the form of requirements placed upon each of the services, and executed by and through each service's respective component commands. Most of the service responsibilities are administrative in nature rather than operational, employing service forces in military operations. These administrative responsibilities can be summarized as follows: raise, recruit, train, equip, sustain, reconstitute, and discipline. The combatant commander assigns tasks based on the unique capabilities of each service component and the forces available for use in the AOR. The discussion in this chapter covers typical examples of the tasks Theater Army might be assigned under the function of CCDOR. There are 5 primary tasks that the ASCC executes for the combatant commander across the competition continuum and all phases of operations. ASOS, provide Army forces to support theater security cooperation, assess and develop infrastructure, develop CON plans and O plans for operations on land, maintain threat orders of battle, and provide indications and warnings of changes in an OE. As mandated by the Secretary of Defense, the Army provides ASOS and fulfills certain executive agent responsibilities in support of the combatant commander, or JFC, and the other services in the theater. The Theater Army fulfills additional tasks of ASOS responsibilities through Theater Army enabling commands. These tasks include, but are not limited to, conduct regional information collection and analysis, provide land-based AMD forces and capabilities to the Area Air Defense Commander to support theater ballistic missile defense across the AOR. Develop plans and recommend policy for detainee operations and dislocated civilian operations. See the specific doctrine publications for discussions of these tasks. Provide Army support to other services. The Army provides certain support to other services, known as ASOS, during competition, crisis, and conflict, as well as across all phases of contingencies and operations, through several types of authorities. ASOS is a combination of directed executive agent and lead service designations, inter-service agreements, and service support agreements. When designated by the GCC, the Army may also provide Common User Logistics, known as CUL, which is also part of ASOS. Army executive agent responsibilities are described in detail by DoD Directive 5100.01 and the DoD Executive Agent Program. See the references in the print version for the link to the DoD Executive Agent Program homepage. The support requirements the Theater Army performs as part of ASOS, including during FHA, FDR, and DISCA as applicable, can include the following: land-based AMD, fire support, base defense, transportation, fuel distribution, general engineering, intra-theater medical evacuation, logistics management, communications, seaburn defense, EOD. Common user logistics. Common user logistics are materiel or service support shared with or provided by two or more services, DoD agencies, or multinational partners to another service, DoD agency, non-DoD agency, and/or multinational partner in an operation, JP4-09. Title 10 authorizes a GCC to designate a service, usually the dominant user or most capable service, to provide common user logistics for the entire theater, areas within a theater, or specific operations. The GCC frequently tasks the Army component of a joint force to provide sustainment support to other service components. Sometimes the GCC tasks the Army component to provide specific support to multinational commands or other agencies. See JP3-16, FM3-16, AR34-1, NATO STANAG 2281, and the Coalition Operations Handbook for more information. The GCC may task the Army component of a joint force with the following responsibilities: wartime, classes 1, 2, 3, Bravo, 4, and 9, in-theater receipt, storage, and issue; medical evacuation on the battlefield; transportation engineering, in support of road movement; financial management, banking operations, cash management, and currency support; chemical ammunition support, such as transporting captured chemical munitions; airdrop equipment and systems; billeting, medical, and food service support for transient personnel during other than unit moves. When the GCC tasks an Army component, the R4, of a joint force with a responsibility, the responsibility involves funding and distribution. For example, the Army provides management of overland petroleum support to United States land-based forces of all DoD components. To ensure wartime support, the Army funds and maintains tactical storage and distribution systems to supplement existing fixed facilities. The Army oversees inland distribution during wartime to include providing the necessary force structure to construct, operate, and maintain an inland petroleum distribution system. In an undeveloped theater, this responsibility also includes providing a system that transports bulk petroleum inland from the high water mark of the designated loading beach or seaport of debarkation. Directive authorities. Unless otherwise directed by the Secretary of Defense, the Theater Army functions as the United States military single point of contact and exercises directive authority over all elements of the command in relationships with other combatant commands, DoD elements, United States diplomatic missions, other United States government departments and agencies, and organizations of other countries in the AOR. Just as with directive authority for logistics, known as DOFL, other directive authorities may expand existing ASOS responsibilities beyond Army support by virtue of the GCC designating the Army component for the broad function. Examples of other possible directive authorities include, but are not limited to, base defense, communication, or seaburn response. Directive authority for logistics is an additional authority that combatant commanders use to eliminate duplicated or overlap sustainment responsibilities. The theater army coordinates with the combatant command staff to determine joint sustainment requirements, identify responsibilities, and provide control of sustainment. The combatant commander uses this directive authority to assign lead service responsibilities and to make other special arrangements, such as assigning common user support or common user logistics to a service or agency. This authority includes peacetime measures to ensure the effective execution of approved O plans, effective and economic operations, prevention or elimination of unnecessary duplication of facilities, and overlapping of functions among the service component commands. See JP1 for a discussion on directive authority for logistics. Directive authority for logistics, like other combatant command authorities, cannot be delegated or transferred. However, the combatant commander may assign the responsibility for planning, executing, or managing as many common support capabilities to a subordinate JFC or service component commander as required to accomplish a subordinate JFC's or service component commander's mission. For some commodities or support services common to two or more services, the Secretary of Defense or the Deputy Secretary of Defense may designate one provider as the executive agent. The combatant commander formally delineates assigned responsibilities by function and scope to the subordinate JFC or service component commander. When exercising this option, the combatant commander specifies the control and tasking authorities bestowed on the subordinate joint command for logistics, as well as the command relationships it will have with the service components. Conduct theater security cooperation. The second task of the Theater Army's CCDOR is conducting theater security cooperation. In the theater of operations, theater security cooperation involves GCCs working to shape regions by cooperating with partner nations. The equipment, training, and financial assistance the United States provides to partner nations improve their abilities to secure themselves. This assistance often improves access to key regions. Security cooperation is all DoD interactions with foreign security establishments to build security relationships that promote specific United States security interests, develop allied and partner nation military and security capabilities for self-defense and multinational operations, and provide United States forces with peacetime and contingency access to allied and partner nations, JP3-20. Security cooperation activities shape the security environment. These activities may include security assistance teams overseas, security force assistance efforts that build partner capacity, security sector reform, civil affairs support for stabilization, reconstruction, and development, foreign internal defense, counterterrorism and support to counterterrorism, and supporting efforts to counter WMD. Army forces perform all these activities under ADCON of the Theater Army. Security cooperation communicates United States intent and capabilities to potential adversaries in that region. When directed, combat-ready Army units deploy to threatened areas to conduct exercises, communicating unmistakable American intent to partners and adversaries. These are tangible examples of the Army's role during competition. Other examples are less tangible. These other effects develop through face-to-face training involving American soldiers and the soldiers of partner nations. Working together facilitates interoperability and trust between military partners. The impression American soldiers make upon multinational forces, local leaders, and other government agencies can produce lasting benefits in the human dimension of an OE. CFM-3O, FM-3-22, JP-3-22, and ATP-3-05.2 for more information on shaping, security cooperation, and foreign internal defense. The Theater Army helps to shape the security environment through security cooperation activities that enable GCCs to assure friendly actors, establish trust, foster mutual understanding, and help partners build the capacity to defend themselves and prevent conflict. The GCC produces a combatant commander's campaign plan, which contains theater security cooperation plans. The Army develops a supporting theater security cooperation plan that enables the GCC theater security cooperation actions and fulfills its objectives. Security assistance is a group of programs authorized by statute by which the United States provides defense articles, military training, or defense-related services by grant, loan, credit, or cash sales to further national policies and objectives. JP-3-20. These policies and objectives may include rotational deployments for exercises and training, participation at Army institutional training, and senior professional military education. Security assistance is an element of security cooperation, authorized by the Department of State and administered by the DoD. See JP-3-20 for a detailed discussion of security assistance. Foreign internal defense is participation by civilian agencies and military forces of a government or international organizations in any of the programs and activities undertaken by a host nation government to free and protect its society from subversion, lawlessness, insurgency, terrorism, and other threats to its security. JP-3-22. See JP-3-22 and ATP-3-05.2 for more on foreign internal defense. Security Force Assistance is the DoD activities that support the development of the capacity and capability of foreign security forces and their supporting institutions. JP-3-20. Theater armies can employ any type of army formation for SFA, in addition to elements from Security Force Assistance Brigades. Security Sector Reform is a comprehensive set of programs and activities undertaken by a host nation to improve the way it provides safety, security, and justice. JP-3-07. This program entails a whole-of-government approach. Theater Army support to security cooperation is derived from DoD policy guidance. Such support to security cooperation helps the GCC shape the security environment to achieve mid- to long-term objectives with partners by performing these tasks: building defense relationships that promote specific United States security interests, developing allied and friendly military capabilities for multinational operations, developing capabilities enabling the host nation to provide its own self-defense, providing United States forces with peacetime and contingency access to host nations to prevent and deter conflict. See FM-3-22, JP-3-20, JP-3-22, JP-3-16, FM-3-16, AR-34-1, NATO STANAG 2281, and the Coalition Operations Handbook for more information on security cooperation, interoperability, multinational operations, and associated tasks. Assess and develop infrastructure. The third task of the Theater Army's CCDOR is assessing and developing infrastructure. Infrastructure is essential to ensuring effective operations in theater and executing many of the CCDOR. The Theater Army and its supporting commands assess the adequacy of infrastructure in the AOR to support anticipated military operations, both under ongoing United States use, such as permanent bases in Korea, Japan, or Germany, or use as needed, such as port facilities. The Theater Army and its supporting commands also determine requirements for additional infrastructure and manage infrastructure development programs assigned to Army forces for execution. The Theater Army develops these plans in close collaboration with its assigned Theater Sustainment Command, the GCC-J4, and the TEC. Infrastructure development activities may include identifying requirements for forward basing and air, land, and sea transit rights through the sovereign territories of partner or neutral nations within the AOR. Identifying such requirements enables the appropriate United States government agency to engage the relevant partner or neutral nations. The Theater Army's assigned TEC assists with identification of requirements for basing and transit rights needed to support land power. Infrastructure assessment and development aims to assess the adequacy of infrastructure in the AOR to support anticipated military operations, determine requirements for additional infrastructure, and manage infrastructure development programs within theater. The USAIS may provide technical and contract engineer support, integrating its organic capabilities with those of other services and other sources of engineer-related reachback support. USAIS may have assets directly integrated into the military C2 structure and linked to a TEC or senior engineer headquarters, or may already be operating under contract in the theater. As part of the USAIS field force engineering capabilities, a forward engineer support team is a deployable team that provides infrastructure assessment, engineer planning and design, and environmental, geospatial, and other technical engineering support, from Theater Army to Brigade Echelon, and augments the staff at those echelons. The forward engineer support team operates as augmentation either to the supported force engineer staff or to the supporting engineer headquarters. Develop concept plans and operation plans. The fourth task of the Theater Army's CCDOR is developing con plans and O plans. A con plan usually is an O plan in an abbreviated format that may require considerable expansion or alteration to convert it into an O plan or operation order. Con plan and O plan development focuses on both deliberate and contingency planning in support of the GCC's long-range campaign plan for the AOR. The GCC's long-range campaign plan for the AOR includes a theater engagement plan, security cooperation activities, and supporting plans from each service component. The Theater Army works closely with the Combatant Command, J-5s, in this parallel planning effort. The Theater Army develops an Army support plan to the Combatant Commander's campaign plan. This support plan includes methods to achieve security cooperation, training and exercise programs, and ongoing Army activities within the theater, including intelligence, AMD, sustainment, and communications. The Theater Army also develops specific plans directed by the Joint Strategic Capabilities Plan, supporting plans for contingencies identified by the GCC. These include O plans for LISCO, non-combatant evacuation operations, FHA and FDR, and other crises response activities. Theater Army planners routinely develop, review, and update supporting plans to numbered O plans to ensure they remain feasible. Concept and operational planning is a significant requirement and regularly involves a major part of a Theater Army staff's time and resources. This includes a review of Army force structure, as well as time-phased force and deployment data. These reviews include adjustments to plans based on changes to Army force structure and posture, as well as changes to OEs. The Theater Army Commander serves as principal advisor to the Combatant Commander on planning and employing Army forces in the land domain. The Theater Army also assists both the DA and the Combatant Commander in shaping the input to major strategic documents for the DoD and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. These documents include the UCP, Defense Planning Guidance Joint Strategic Capabilities Plan, Quadrennial Defense Review, 2014, and Joint and Army Doctrine. Origin of Planning Guidance. The UCP, approved by the President, sets forth basic guidance to all unified combatant commanders. This plan establishes their missions, responsibilities, and force structure, delineates the general AOR for GCCs, and specifies global responsibilities for trans-regional combatant commanders. The Theater Army does not plan campaigns, but plans subordinate and supporting operations to the campaign plan. From the UCP and the 2017 National Security Strategy of the United States, the Secretary of Defense provides the National Defense Strategy and the Defense Planning Guidance. The Joint Chiefs of Staff provide the National Military Strategy and the Joint Strategic Capabilities Plan. These, in turn, facilitate each GCC providing their respective combatant command campaign plan. These documents provide guidance that allow the Theater Army with guidance regarding security cooperation and other information and directive planning guidance from the DoD. Further guidance for Theater Army planning and contributions to campaign plans comes from the Joint Strategic Capabilities Plan. This plan provides guidance to the combatant commanders and the Joint Chiefs of Staff to accomplish tasks and missions based on current military capabilities. From this plan, GCCs, and therefore supporting theater armies, receive directive guidance for joint plan development. The result of the UCP, Defense Planning Guidance, and Joint Strategic Capabilities Plan is the creation of the Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan, as well as CON plans and O plans. Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan. The Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan is the GCC's vehicle for transitioning the theater strategy into operational objectives. The Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan provides a framework within which GCCs work with the whole of government and conduct security cooperation activities and military engagements with regional partners through cooperative security and development, infrastructure development, conflict deterrence, and isolating adversaries. The Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan includes supporting plans from each service and theater security cooperation activities. Theater security cooperation activities provide guidance to coordinate cooperation and competition actions with components of contingency planning. The Theater Army sets the theater for successful military operations throughout the competition continuum: cooperation, competition, and conflict. Through security cooperation activities and other actions in the Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan and Campaign Support Plan. Actions to deter conflict are built into the Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan, and the Campaign Support Plan postures the Army to support deterrence. Theater Army staffs play a critical role in the theater campaign planning process. Effective planning activities include Theater Army staffs participating in operational planning teams and planning conferences. Combatant commanders use a planning order or tasking order to task Theater Army staffs to develop supporting plans, to participate in combatant command plan development, and to implement plans. Theater Army staff participation in combatant commander's campaign plan development and implementation includes conveying Army functional equities to the combatant command and conveying combatant command equities to the Army. Theater Army staff participation also includes assisting with concept design, especially tasks and activities supporting theater-level intermediate military objectives, determining the resources required to execute identified steady-state activities, and developing a synchronization plan for these activities. While the bulk of combatant commanders' campaign plans address security cooperation during cooperation and competition, they have activities across the competition continuum that address force posture, ongoing combat operations where applicable, and the combatant command's contingency planning. These combatant commanders' campaign plans set and support the theater of operations, in which the theater army plays a significant role. The actions and objectives in each phase of planning affects others. Commanders carefully balance actions and objectives during cooperation and competition with actions and objectives in conflict planning. Combatant commanders' campaign plans that do not integrate all these phases of planning, instead treating them as distinct and unconnected phases of planning, risk that one phase undermines another phase. Such an eventuality could have adverse consequences at both the operational and strategic levels of war that cannot be mitigated with tactical success alone. This strategy-centric planning drives a proactive cooperative security approach to prevent conflicts from emerging. Such planning adapts using contingency plans to react to deviations from the plan. A theater campaign plan implements the combatant commander's theater strategy. The Army, through the theater army, major commands, and direct reporting units, plays an integral role in resourcing and sustaining security cooperation activities. The combatant commander's campaign plan identifies force and resource requirements for steady-state activities, as well as likely deviations. Combatant commander's campaign plans are intended to accomplish the following. Integrate shaping activities during cooperation and competition directly in support of particular contingency plans with broad shaping and security cooperation activities. Ensure combatant commanders' strategic communications fully integrate and convey clear messages to partners, friends, and adversaries. Connect posture changes to the DoD global campaign plans and provide a vehicle for continuously reassessing posture needs, refining those needs, and updating the DoD and regional posture plans accordingly. Enable the DoD to synchronize all GCC theater strategies with current priorities to allocate resources addressed through branch plans, contingency plans. Maintain threat orders of battle and provide indications and warnings of changes in an operational environment. Theater Army intelligence operations are continuously conducted to provide information and intelligence used to support land forces. Results from these operations are used to inform plans, policies, and strategic guidance. For the Army's corps and divisions, Theater Army intelligence operations provide information used in intelligence preparation of the battlefield, intelligence preparation of the battle space, targeting, situation development, and protection, as well as indications and warnings about adversary activities. Identifying threat capabilities, capacities, strengths, weaknesses, and intent accurately is critical to providing commanders the timely indications and warnings necessary to ensure operational success. During competition, the most important role of intelligence is the preparatory work of maintaining an accurate order of battle for adversaries and providing early and accurate warnings of changes to an OE and threats to enable commanders and senior government officials to make timely and informed decisions. During armed conflict, preparatory work of maintaining an accurate order of battle for adversaries will greatly enable joint and land forces to defeat the major threat target systems, such as integrated air defense or fires systems or other capabilities that adversaries use to deny access to areas. The Theater Army targeting enterprise, which includes intelligence, fires, and other capabilities, conducts continuous target development on identified existing and emerging threats in all operational contexts within the theater. The Theater Army must therefore be completely integrated into the joint targeting process during competition, crisis, and conflict. The Theater Army focuses information collection operations to provide early warning of adversary activity, recognize threats, and identify the need to make timely decisions. In addition, the Theater Army focuses national to tactical intelligence on identifying strengths and vulnerabilities of threat capabilities, their area denial strategy or systems, their information warfare and subversion activities, and their ability to achieve parity or superiority across the land, air, maritime, space, and cyberspace domains. The Theater Army continuously updates regionally focused intelligence estimates to include order of battle of adversaries and anticipated threats for partners and allies in support of contingency planning and theater engagement. This assists in providing refinement and feedback to the theater campaign plan as applicable and guiding the actions and messages of Theater Army forces in pursuit of campaign objectives. Theater armies are well served to maintain awareness of key figures in countries of interest, to include political leaders and cabinet and ministerial level officials. Understanding these figures can, in and of itself, provide an indicator of a shift in the strategic posture or intent of the country in question.